Hi, I'm Ben Dankaka, and this is Shepherd Daily Devotional. In this podcast, I share inspirational messages based on God's kingdom principles of leadership. It is my prayer that you will develop the right leadership skills after listening to today's edition of Shepherd Daily Devotional. There's a reason why a product is created. Manufacturers don't just create a product for the fun of it. Because manufacturing is serious business, every product is given a clear purpose. For instance, the creators of any bottled drink spend their time and effort manufacturing it. The purpose of every bottled drink is to get into the hands of someone who would empty its content. So when a bottled drink is filled with liquid content, it is hoped that after it has been sent into the market, it will return to the manufacturers as an empty bottle. If a bottle that was filled with water, for instance, returns to the manufacturing plant as an empty bottle, it would have fulfilled its purpose. When that happens, the manufacturers of that bottle will definitely feel it was worth the effort. But if the bottled drink returns to the plant just as it was when it was sent out, then the manufacturers will be unhappy because the bottled drink didn't fulfill its purpose. Now, have you ever wondered why God brought you into this world? Do you think there's a reason why God created you? Look around you. Everything you see was created for a purpose. Your house was created for a purpose. The items in your house were created for a reason. You see, realize that every product you see was created to serve a purpose and to dominate the marketplace. Cars serve a purpose. Chairs serve a purpose. TV and radio sets serve a purpose. All of your belongings were created to serve a purpose. There is no manufacturer on earth who would create anything without a purpose in mind. Now, if manufacturers would have a reason for creating a product, why then would your God, who is the fountain of all wisdom, create you without a purpose? In Genesis 1:26, God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule." In other words, God created you in his image because he wants you to rule the earth. So the primary reason why you were born is to dominate the earth. In other words, you were created to manage the earth. And to achieve that, God expects you to be fruitful, to multiply and subdue the earth, using its vast resources to serve him and humanity. I know this because that was exactly the command God gave Adam in Genesis 1:28. Just like a bottle of drink, you were created by God to serve a purpose and to dominate the earth. In the same way that a bottled drink is expected to be empty by the time it returns to its manufacturer, God also expects you to have emptied yourself and fulfill your life's purpose when you return to him. True leadership occurs when we dominate the earth with the gifts that God has buried inside of us. Today, God is reminding us of the reason why we were created. Today, I want you to be grateful to God for creating you to rule the earth. It is my prayer that you will become the leader you were born to be. God bless you. And that's it on this edition of Shepherd Daily. If you enjoyed this podcast, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. For more ideas on leadership, you can also grab copies of my books on Amazon. Thanks for listening.